President Jack Thomas made his statement in a December 5th letter emailed to the university community. That letter also said there is no deadline for reaching an agreement or declaring an impasse. During the Board of Trustees' most recent meeting, faculty member Bill Thompson thanked Thomas for citing the need for a mutually beneficial contract.
We agree that now is the time for bringing our associate faculty, who are approximately $7,000 below peer average, and assistant professors, who are approximately $5,000 below peer average, up to par with our negotiated peer group. Helping those most in need of help is the sign of responsible leadership.
Thompson is president of Western's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois, which represents the university's teachers and many staff members. He said Thomas is leading the administration away from concessionary bargaining in favor of what he called win-win bargaining. While Thompson pointed to hopeful signs from the president's letter, an administrator struck a less congenial note while addressing the board. John Bierenbaum is Associate Vice President for Student Services. He said administrative personnel have taken more reductions and for a longer period of time than any other group on campus.
And they've done it without getting it up in a mic at a town hall meeting or without getting up in a mic at a board meeting. They put their head down, they've rolled their sleeves up. They're some of the most dedicated people at this university.
Bierenbaum said administrative personnel are all in for the university and will stand with the board as it makes tough decisions about Western's future. His comments drew a retort from Patrick McGinty, who's an associate professor of sociology and anthropology.
Pardon me a second while I roll up my sleeves.
McGinty said he's not just a teacher, he's a Western alumni. He said everyone gains from a mutually beneficial contract.
Mutual benefit that benefits our students, that benefits the university, that benefits the community, so that myself, no matter what hat I'm wearing, either as faculty or as alumni, I can always be proud of this institution.
McGinty told the board many people throughout campus have sacrificed, including union members who deferred pay and gave up scheduled raises during the state's two-year budget impasse. Also during the budget impasse, Western imposed a furlough program on non-negotiated employees, including administrators and others who are not affiliated with a union. Furloughs are unpaid days off. Terry Hare, who is Western's director of financial aid, said this is her third year of taking furloughs. But she's more worried about non-teachers who deal with many students every day, yet are lowly paid, some making as little as around $20,000 a year.
There are people on this campus who are working very, very hard, who may or may not be taking furloughs because they're civil service, but they are also making under what they should be at this campus for the amount of work they do.
Hare also said she senses negativity on campus, and that upsets her. She was not alone in being concerned about morale. Jim LaPrade, who's a professor of educational studies, said he's spoken with colleagues from throughout campus.
And I'll say this, that morale's not high, but right now I think there's some hope. And we're really hopeful, particularly as the president has spoken about seeking out a mutually beneficial contract.
President Jack Thomas responded that employee morale often comes up when he meets with various groups around campus. He said it's no surprise that morale suffers when the state fails to adequately fund public higher education.
However, let us keep in mind that the morale is a two-way street, and each person at this university and in our community has a part to play in building morale. It is up to all of us to help build morale by accentuating the positives.
Thomas said Western is a wonderful place to work and that Macomb and the Quad Cities are outstanding communities. He said Western Illinois University affects lives for the good, and those stories need to be told. As for the contract talks, teachers and administrators are scheduled to return to mediation early next month. Rich Egger reporting.